Welcome to the Draw Doctors Podcast, your weekly dose of fantasy footy content.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Draft Doctors. I'm your host John Crockett and we are talking all things Trade Week 2, Electric Boogaloo, all the trades and free agencies that happened and all the fantasy implications that go with it. And to help us out do that, he's the man in his new digs. It is Steve Fizz. How you doing?
I'm doing okay and I'd like to start today's sermon entitled What Ned Did. We're hoping everyone's having a good time.
And he looks like someone who's going to sell you encyclopedias all the way from Queensland is Cam McLaughlin.
I'm only selling A through K, though, because I can't. Yeah, it's good stuff, though, especially K. Brilliant.
It's good quality stuff in K. And we also have the now freedom drafts, as we are all free, except for maybe South Australia, who could be in a bit of trouble. We're talking all things, or drafting all things condiments, thanks to our good mate Cass at the Keeper League pod over there in SA. So
how do you say in. That? What was that? Is it
Case? Kaz?
It's definitely Kaz.
K-A-E-S is Kaz.
Case.
Kaz.
You said Cass.
I think Jono wants to go to the Cass.
Yeah.
I haven't been there for a long time.
Yeah.
He wants it. Yeah. It's on the mind, though.
It is on the mind. All right, we'll get into it. Nick Hind has moved over to the Bombers. Any interest in him? Did have a couple of good scores in Supercoach this year. Knocked out the ton, a couple of 80s and 90s, but got to wait and see where his true role is going to be, or no interest whatsoever.
What did he play? He was sort of like a
forward-ish. Yeah.
So is that the Aratio replacement?
Possibly.
They've got multiple forwards out.
Yeah, there's probably space for him to have a lasting role.
Just a pre-season watch, I guess, at this stage.
Yeah.
Tom Hickey to the Swans. Pretty good move, I thought, for Tom Hickey. We know Sam Naismith's done the ACL. Alira Lee has gone to Port Adelaide. Who else have Sinclair? Mickey Noel's been moved on. Great Mickey Noel.
The superior DOS, is he still around?
There were 2 years where Tom Hickey, I had some interest in him at the back end of drafts. I think it was like 2014 and 2018, I think. He actually scored pretty handily.
Is that when he set the Saints or the Gold Coast then?
Saints for both of those.
Yeah.
And he played pretty well and scored quite well. So there's a little bit of interest there, I think, if he can lock down that number one role and Naismith doesn't play. But Naismith is...
Yeah. The problem will be that Sinclair will play as a forward with the chop out.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
very, very late backup ruckman there for Tom Hickey. Mitch Hannon to the Dogs, I don't like. He's just going to be a small pressure forward if he gets a game, so no interest there whatsoever.
Is it just to put pressure on Sam Lloyd or Ben Cavara? You guys have so many high-tier small forwards there.
Yeah, it could be. A bit of Latham Vandermeer action as well, so...
Yuck.
Exactly. It's just complete yuck. No interest in Mitch Hannon, but, you know, he's like the prodigal son. He played for the Footscray VFL team, wanted to come back, yada, 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 but we'll see what happens. Bevo will probably pay him as a key back or something. Who knows? Nekiah Cockatoo to the Lions. Cam, you said in the group chat that he'd just be on the injury list indefinitely, like he was at Geelong, so no interest there. But should he happen to get on the park, what's his role? What sort of role does he play when he's actually on the park?
He was touted to play inside this year because his body can't handle the work on the outside. But I think it'll be more of that sort of half forward role, probably scoring in mid 60s average in AFL fantasy. So not overly relevant.
Lockie Fogarty to the Blues, just to bolster mid stocks. I'm not too keen on that. They've got some good mids there. Carlton.
Yeah, fair few impacts there. So Gibbons, is he best 22 anymore? Mm. If Fogarty's going to play as a pressure forward, because I think he'll play as a pressure forward rather than in the midfield, just given that they don't have a very, you know, the pressure ratings from that forwards, like what, Levi Casbolt, Mitch McGovern, and Harry Mackay, and maybe Charlie Curnow. Like, it's not... there's not really much pressure there.
No, but, that's right.
Yeah, so it'll be Gibbons and him, maybe. But, yeah, that's probably 50s.
Yeah, so not too much interest right there. Braden Proust to GWS, that's been the big one. If his body holds up okay, then we have seen Braden Proust score particularly well.
Did Mumford re-sign?
I think he's on a one-year deal.
Yeah, he's still there.
Oh, no.
So we could see that, like we saw this year, the Mumford-Jacobs every second week, in-out sort of action, and that's only good for a few people.
It's just so bizarre. Like, I wouldn't rate Proust as better than Jacobs. And yet, Jacobs was worse than Mumford. And so is Proust worse than Mumford?
Well, I don't know. I think he's worth a shot.
You do seem that way, given the Proust season hashtags have already
fucking
started.
Proust season! I think it's a good late-round flyer.
Steph Martin to the Bulldogs. Tim English season has officially been cancelled, as I think it's going to be Steph Martin predominantly in the ruck and Tim English forward, I would imagine. And just while he's still learning that craft and use him in bursts, really, because that's where he seems to do his best work and getting it up and down the ground.
I still love Tim English this year. But I think actually the Adam Treloar thing's a bad news for Tim English as well.
Please elaborate.
Well, where does Tim English find his value?
Mm.
In possessions. You can't have another massive possession winner and...
And yeah, still score well.
Well, I mean, he might.
They're different types, right? Different types of possessions.
I understand that, and that's fine, but it can't be good. That's all I'm saying. I think Tim English is going to slide down draft boards because of this. I reckon he's a great late-round target.
Yeah, I was thinking the same. Steph played 6 games this year.
Steph's cooked.
Absolutely cooked. He's absolutely cooked. So, you know, I think, if anything, it's Tim English season, you might be able to get him really cheap.
Okay, fair enough. Lira to Port Adelaide, there's the new Westhoff. I don't mind it. We haven't seen the massive scores there from Lira at Sydney, but maybe if he's playing the roaming Westhoff role, then we could see something decent that he is absolutely rosterable. If he'd be, what, defender next year, so could be punching out 80s, 85 in Supercoach, and whatever the new norm for rosterable for AFL fantasy would be, what, 70, 73, something like that?
He'd be far more Supercoach relevant, surely. I don't think he'd even be, you know, he'd be borderline unrosterable in Dream Team.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm not too... Depending on how the scoring's going to look for next year if they go increased minutes. But yeah, he'd definitely borderline rosterable for AFL Fantasy for sure.
I think on the other side... So Dane Rampey has been scoring pretty well the last couple of seasons. He's been touted to play taller next year. So I'm not sure it's going to free him up at all.
Well, they put Tom McCartan down back
last
year.
Yeah.
So I don't really see that changing too much for Rampy. I think Tom McCartney plays that tall, and Rampy just did what he did, really.
Okay, fair enough.
Jack Higgins to the Saints. What do we see in this one? Obviously, they've got every single midfielder in the AFL now, St Kilda. So is he going to get mid-time? Is he going to be playing forward? Where do we see him playing, really?
I think it's scary, but he did come out and say, like yesterday on AFL.com.au, that he sees himself as a small forward in the short term and a longer term mid rotation. So probably next year it's just going to be more of the same, similar to what he was at Richmond. But yeah, I mean, throw a dart at the wall for the Saints midfield at the moment.
What do we see with Orazio Fantasia going to Port Adelaide? Do we see him taking the Brad Ebert role next year, or just still playing small crumbing forward?
Pretty crummy forward. Do you say crummy or crumbing? Because I think it's the same. It's both.
It's just the same. Take it as take it both. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a small forward.
Yeah. He might be just a matchup play. Like he's been that in the past.
With him coming and playing that small forward, would we see more of Rosie and Butters pushing out to the wings, or maybe more mid time?
Yeah, that'll be your hope.
Yeah.
They've brought in a forward, not a midfielder who plays forward. He's a forward.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. No, fair enough. So the Brad Ebert role then. Oh, man, I am going to absolutely slaughter this, but please.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Attu.
I might just go with Attu. Yeah, fuck it.
Oh.
I've been practicing all day. Bossana Vilagi.
You nailed it.
Nailed it. Ed Stephenson.
We're going to get another email, Jono. Remember that other guy?
Oh, yeah. Now, this is not a piss take, though. This is, I'm trying to say his fucking name. Yeah. I don't think I've got any interest in them next year at all.
In who? Them?
Yeah, who?
Who's the other one?
Jaden Stevenson and Attu.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I have some sort of interest in Jaden Stevenson. I think he could be really quite handy, but I have more interest in... Who's the Dogs defender that went there? Young?
Oh, Lewis Young, yeah.
Lewis Young. I reckon he could be pretty good.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I've watched him a fair bit, like not only the VFL, but AFL. He's that intercepting defender that North sort of need. Like, they've got the Tarrant, they've got the McKay, they've got the rebounder in McDonald. They just didn't have that interceptor, and he's quite good. Probably his best game was when they played in Cairns. He took like 7 or 8 intercept marks in defense.
Yeah, wow.
So he can take a good mark. So
Jordan Ridley light.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So pretty keen on Lewis Young next year, and he'll be an absolute steal in your drafts. Absolute steal, because no one knows who the hell he is. Alex Witherden to the Eagles is an interesting one. Do you think it's going to be wait one more year until Hearn finally buggers off, or he's actually going to be all right with it?
Jeez, they have a lot of gap fillers, don't they? Like, there's a lot of people that you're like, him? Is he in the team? I reckon they might get some... Who are those guys? There's... give me 2 seconds. Steve, what were you going to say?
You know who was really good this year? It was Duggan.
Duggan?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you reckon it hurts Duggan?
Maybe. I mean, are we convinced on Witherden? We know he scores when he's out there, but he was scoring in a pretty putrid Brisbane team that really had no options back there. I know he scored okay this year when he got a run. Maybe. I think it could be good. I don't know that it hurts Duggan. Duggan did a lot of his scoring when he got midfield time this year.
Mm.
He was pretty good without it, though. The two that I was thinking of, by the way, Jackson Nelson and Josh Rotham, 24 and 22-year-old defenders, I would suspect that Witherden will come in for one of them. So there's probably a spot there.
But it's funny how Witherden wasn't getting... They brought in Grant Birchall, and they're giving a game to Birchall, who's 90, over Witherden.
That tells a story, you know, doesn't it?
But they even... I think... Oh, I can't remember if it was Fagans or one of them said that he wasn't getting the game because his disposal is putrid. Like, he's kicking it directly to the opposition. So, Supercoach, forget about it. We know he's pretty good AFL fantasy, but, yeah, that's one of the reasons why he was out of favour. He's just putrid with his disposal.
I think maybe he's one of those guys that fantasy coaches love and real coaches don't like.
The Connor Blakely.
Yeah, the Connor Blakely. Yeah, you could go forever. There's a million of them.
Big Benny Brown to Melbourne. I mean, if you've got... I think we spoke about the key forwards last week.
You know how dumb fans are? I saw someone going, oh, how many goals is Ben Brown going to kick now with the great Melbourne delivery into forward 50? I mean, have you ever seen Melbourne play? Like,
what's it? He's a leading forward. Yeah, he's going to be sailing straight over his head. What is he, 200 centimetres at his feet? Yep, yeah. Oh, Benny Brown, North Melbourne. Who's going to kick North Melbourne's goals next year? Are they going to kick goals? Oof. Stephenson?
Yeah, Jack Zeeble.
Oof.
Yeah.
Big Tristan oof. Cherry. That's a big fella. And who's that other fellow that everyone's like, oh, he's the bull.
Larky. Larky.
Yeah. Oh, no, not him.
No, no, I mean, he'll kick the goals.
Oh, Zerha.
Zerha. He's the bull.
The bull. He's like the third level down from Dusty.
Yeah.
Maybe more. Jai Caldwell to the Bombers. Don't really have any interest. Only second year.
I reckon I'm hype on that, actually. I think there's enough in that he could potentially snag a DPP and be pretty relevant. And he's third year, I would have thought.
It will be his third year coming to 2021, yeah.
Yeah, I think they've bought him to play, and they're paying him a fair bit, so...
Straight in the guts, getting the hashtag more mid-time promise? Or do they get thrown the Adam Sard role?
No. I think that the Saad role, what I'm more interested in is what Heppel's still going. Like, and he's, I think he's 29. If his feet are right, what does he do next year? And then also Darcy Parrish. Like, what happens to him?
Well, Heppel can probably go back to the Adam Saad role because when he first started, he did have the defender status. Heppel did play that role off the half back, so it could be something he goes back into. But yikes, feet injury. No, thank you. Still yeah, don't like it. Still don't like that. Not so good. No, that's right. Any interest in Sean Higgins, who's gone to the Cats?
Nope.
Yeah, no, nah, probably not. Probably not.
Would he have to get maybe a DPP, like a forward status, to have any interest?
Yeah, he needs the status.
Yeah.
He still had a good year this year, Higgins. His possession heat map is all defense. It's solid defense. So, like, you know, you were talking about Young before. That could be good news. But yeah. And all the possessions are uncontested, like really, really low contested possessions. So they're going to have Cunnington come back into that team. That can't be good for Simpkins' overall scoring, I wouldn't have thought. But maybe someone like you who can win the ball more on the outside, you know, it might be good news for them.
Like an LDU, he can sort of play inside, outside.
Yeah, he can. He can.
Yeah.
I was sort of more thinking, oh, I don't know, is Pollock still alive?
Yeah, well, who knows what the new coach is going to bring, so quite possibly that Pollock, yeah. Adam Saad to the Blues. I think there's been a lot of talk of that with Adam Zach Williams. Yeah, they've got Doherty, Nunes, Newman. Where the hell is everyone going to play and who's going to get the points? So they brought him there to the club for a reason. I dare say he'll just slot back into his role there in the halfback, and that's what he's good at, I would imagine.
I think you've got to be positive if you believe the Zach Williams to the midfield story. That can only be a good thing for you if you believe that.
I'm 50-50. I still think he plays split role. I think Zach Williams is going to play a split role.
I'm saying to the people out there, the listeners who believe that is going to come, then recruiting someone like Saad, who, you know, he's a running defender, that's what you want from Zach Williams. I would have thought that's great news if you're a Zach Williams to the midfield truther. You see what I mean? Like, there's a progression you tell yourself. With Saad coming, then Zach Williams goes to the midfield, then probably Setterfield or Kuno gets less time in there next year, and you would rank those players accordingly.
Yep, yep. And on the flip side, at the Bombers, I think we spoke about who gets that Adam Saad role, potentially. Tom Brown, potentially. Heard it here first. Who else we got? We got Tom Phillips to Hawthorn. There's your. We spoke about it last week. Who's replacing Isaac Smith? And there he is, Tom Phillips. He had a pretty poor year this year, but his last 3 years have been pretty good. Like, obviously, going to be your AFL fantasy type operator, where he's averaged 90, 95, and 83, but also been pretty serviceable in Supercoach with 83, 90, and 75s. So, yeah, they got rid of Isaac Smith, brought in Tom Phillips. Clarko's good at getting the best out of players, so probably going to go late next year.
He'll have forward status.
I think he'll have forward status, yeah.
Oh, really?
And, okay. Yeah, so he basically sat in Collingwood forward line to accommodate Dacos this year. So
yeah, right.
Yeah, I think he's going to be pretty relevant, to be honest.
Okay, yeah. Well, if he's got the forward status, yeah, he'll be right up there then, won't he? Okay, let's move on to, we'll leave that one to last. We'll go Jeremy Cameron to the Cats. I think, Steve, you spoke about it maybe a week or two ago. Another tall forward into that forward line with the Tomahawk.
Yeah, history says it's not great for the team that has the two stars overall. I know week to week they'll have their value, but it's not being good. I think the upside's on the other side, to be honest, with Jesse. If GWS can rebound, then I think that's where the upside is.
Get that orange tsunami going again, then yeah.
Who's got a better career dream team average, Jeremy Cameron or Jesse Hogan?
Your boy Jesse.
Oh yeah.
And the last one is Adam Tralalalala to the Bulldogs. Just absolutely bombing the shit out of all fantasy coaches there who were looking to hopefully get some good Western Bulldogs midfielders next year. And now we play the guessing game of where the hell does everyone fit into that midfield. And a lot of the chat on Twitters and that is that Bond plays forward and Dunk basically starts at the 50 line and runs into the midfield, which he's actually been good at. And as we know, Warney's put out that Dunkley will have forward status next year, apparently. It's going to be interesting because Libber can only play midfield. McRae probably gets pushed to a wing, you would think, which absolutely just sinks any sort of fantasy relevance to him because we've seen him absolutely suck it up when he does go to the wing. What do you guys think?
I think someone needs to just stand near Bevo and go, Libber can only play midfield, and he'll go, oh, yeah.
Hold my beer.
Yeah, no, look, it's bad news, and we all know that, and that's, I think, the fantasy community understands that. But maybe that just means they're good value. Well, that being said, it only takes one person to go early. But I think the value's on the other side, naturally, when the star midfielder leaves.
Well, you've got Treloar leaving, so there's about 40 possessions, and we saw the emergence of Dacos last year. A lot of people tipping him to be that replacement in that midfield. Maybe
I've got a hot take. Callum Brown.
Yeah, no, I was going Tyler Brown.
Adam Treloar led the AFL in ground ball gets. Led the AFL. That's where the possessions are. All right, that's not Braden Sire, who wins the ball at the bottom of a pack. And I think it's good news for Braden Sire as well. Probably good news for Taylor Adams. Probably good news for Steel Sidebottom. But I reckon the scrappy lad, Callum Brown, maybe that's where the value is. And he'll have forward status. Possibly.
Don't forget, Rupert Wills is still there.
I don't think he's the guy. What's Treloar's big strength? It's running. That's not Rupert Wills.
Yeah. It's not Braden Sire.
It is not, unless you're talking about running to the training table.
Hashtag to goey season.
Oh, maybe. I reckon there's probably something in that if they had a forward line. But they don't.
Hey, well, but they're in the draft. They're in the draft to get a key position.
It's kind of funny. The guy who got a good smack in a midfield time this year was actually Jamie Elliott. But they need him forward now.
Yeah. And he wasn't very good in the midfield.
No, he wasn't. He was like Gresham. He just wasn't. He got all the time and then didn't do much.
Jack Crisp ran through the midfield, 2 years ago and did okay? There's another possibility as well.
Yeah.
And he absolutely tore it up in, the last four or five games of the season?
Yeah.
As well, Crisp. So a lot of moving parts there at Collingwood. So, again, put him on the pre-season watch list and wait to see what happens in the JLT, whatever they call it these days. So they're all the players we've had throughout the trade week. We're now going to move on to the Freedom Draft. We are talking all things condiments. This is thanks to Case. How do you pronounce it?
It's definitely Case.
Case. Kaz. I'll call him Kaz. It's a Melbourne thing.
I just want to quickly say, because I had...
Vic Bias.
Vic Bias, yeah. You've already shut your borders to South Australia.
Our borders are still open.
Oh.
Yeah. If you're from South Australia, come on in. We'll take you. You just got to get temperature checked and take a swab when you get off the plane. That's it.
So I just want to clarify, because I had a lot of a tough time picking condiments. I'm not going to lie. I think there's a lot on the table. But a condiment, this is a definition from Wikipedia. A condiment.
Wow.
Official. Condiment is a spice, sauce, or preparation that is added to food typically after cooking to impart a specific flavor, enhance the flavor, or to complement the dish.
Okay.
I've seen the Wikipedia list, and it is not the same as every other list. It's a lot more open.
It is quite open.
Yeah, so we're going to be bringing the hammer.
Shit. All right. Let's do this. Got the number generator ready. Cam, you are pick three.
Ah!
Steve, you are pick one.
Yeah.
And I am pick two.
I was actually hoping for pick three, because you two numpties are going to take tomato and barbecue sauce.
What? Wrong again,
Wrong
Cam.
Again.
Wrong again.
Oh my God, am I going to get both tomato and barbecue sauce?
Possibly.
Possibly. It depends on how this goes.
Well,
I always say
it's a terrible song, but it's a great condiment. Gravy is at the top of the tree.
Oh,
yeah, I can't argue with it. Can I have bacon?
No.
Wow,
this is where this draft falls apart.
Yeah. You got, stupid. So we looked at the same Wikipedia page. Yeah, and I'm like, bacon.
I saw that. I'm like, no, no, no. That's a food. Meat isn't a condiment.
Well, depends.
That's surf and turf.
Yeah, surf and turf.
All right. We'll go the vanilla tomato sauce then.
That's such a bad pick. Tomato sauce is the child's condiment.
I'm going to take aioli.
You just lost this draft.
Yeah, you.
Are you fucking kidding?
In the first
round? I didn't even have it on my list.
What? Oh my God. Aioli is like top tier. You guys have weird tiers. I'm going to go the barbecue sauce.
That's fine. That's fine. I like barbecue sauce. I'm going to go... Can't go past soy sauce. I like my soy sauce.
How is soy sauce better than fucking aioli? You guys are...
Soy sauce goes on
I had soy
everything.
Sauce on my list. I had a lot of dim sims.
Yeah. And it goes good with potato cakes, your fish, bloody everything. Dumplings, everything.
I'm going to take sriracha.
Yeah, it's a good pick.
Didn't expect that to come back to me. Now I'm in a bind. I'll take mayo. I'll just take mayo.
Now, not to be confused with chili sauce, I'm taking hot sauce. Hot sauce is different to chili sauce.
It's also different to sriracha. I think that's fair.
Yep. Hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
It's rather no-name brand. It's like, what should we call this? It's hot.
No, I think there is actually an actual hot sauce brand in America.
I am going to probably tank this, I think.
You've already tanked. What are you talking about?
I'm going to take what I have as the last top tier, last of my top tier list in Ice Magic.
I'd call that chocolate syrup.
Nah, motherfucker, it's a condiment. Read the Wikipedia.
I will give chocolate syrup, but not Ice Magic.
What? Ice Magic for sure. A condiment is a spice, sauce, or preparation that is added to food, typically after cooking, to impart specific flavor.
I'm just going to give it to him just to give him a goddamn chance.
Yes.
Also, I love Ice Magic. So
Ice Magic is
But I'm looking at my team. I'm like, I've got this locked up. Like this is
peanut butter.
No,
that's a spread.
No, that's a spread.
So spreads don't count.
No.
No.
You can't have that.
Okay.
That's an ingredient. That's an ingredient. That's not a...
So butter is not good?
Butter is not a condiment. It's a spread.
I can't believe it's not butter. It's also not good.
That's just processed shit.
Okay. I'll take... that. I guess... salt?
Yeah. Okay.
That's seasoning.
Yeah, see, sure.
Now you're just being a
douchebag. A condiment is spice, sauce, or a preparation of food.
Salt is not spice.
Oh,
you can have it.
This
you
is
can
hard.
Have it.
No, I don't want it anymore.
You shouldn't want it.
I'm gonna take mustard.
There you go.
There you go.
Fucking.
Wait, that's it's. Is it? Were you letting that go through, Jono?
Mustard, allowed. But which mustard do you want?
Yeah, which
honey,
mustard?
Dijon?
Oh,
French?
No, I get them all. Steve got both burgers. He got all burgers. I'm definitely taking all mustard.
That was a great selection. I still lost.
Can I have my monkey gland sauce? Is that on that list? It was on that list. It was on that Wikipedia list. Monkey gland sauce. But no, I'll take salsa in the fourth, please.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. What? You didn't see salsa?
No, nah, it's pretty good, though.
Yes, it is.
Is guac?
No.
No? Not going to let me have guac?
No.
I'll let him have ice magic.
Yeah, because it's condiment.
I'll take special burger guac sauce. Guac
is...
Which one?
Special burger sauce.
No one.
The Coles.
The Coles Big Mac sauce.
Yeah. Would you have allowed tzatziki?
I've got it on my list.
Yeah, I've got it on my list. I just wasn't sure. But I was, yeah, I had other things on my mind.
Is it? What about hummus then?
That's a dip.
So it's tzatziki.
Yeah, but it goes in. No, it goes in souvlakis.
It's garlic.
Oh, yeah, right. It's, I should have realized everything. That the... What defines a condiment is it can it be in a kebab? Like,
it's whatever just... we say it is, Cam.
Ooh.
I had peri peri on my list. That's the only one I didn't really.
And hollandaise, chutney, maple.
Chutney? Yeah,
I wasn't going to pick it.
Maple?
Yeah. Maple syrup. Maple syrup. He can have his bloody ice magic.
Maple syrup's pick all right.
I would have had whipped cream before I had maple syrup.
It's just on my list. I wasn't drafting that shit. Vinegar?
Should have gone, but vinegar is Z tier.
So the teams are Steve with gravy, sriracha, mayo, and the special burger sauce. Jono with tomato sauce, soy sauce, hot sauce, and salsa. Cam with aioli, barbecue sauce, ice magic, and mustard. I like all those things except for aioli, but you're losing.
Yet again. Yet again.
Oh, man. I came close last week.
It was a very even draft. We did predict it would be even.
Yeah. Did I win?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
I think this will be my lowest finish yet, and I've finished pretty low.
Didn't you get like 10% a couple of weeks ago?
I'm going to beat that, I think.
The worst was Jono's wrestling draft. That was...
Whew. Did that finish lower than 10%?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was like 7, 6 maybe.
I'm going to challenge that, I have a feeling, this week.
Please, listeners, do challenge it and make sure I get off the bottom for worst draft ever.
For drafting all dead people.
And I don't know.
Oh, no.
There was one live person, I think.
No.
Yeah, maybe they're all... No, they were all dead. Yeah, that's true.
That was the point of your draft. They were all dead.
Yeah, that's true. All right. We are going to wrap up this week. Thanks for listening. If you want to check out our socials, do that by hitting us up on Twitter and the Facebook as well. Questions, queries, or any ideas for the Freedom Draft, hit us up. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you.